This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Markets in Asia were up today, the Nikkei index by 0.75 points, South Korea by almost 1.5%. Major markets in Germany and France tacked on an early 2% gain after the European Central Bank said it was adding 600 billion euros to its pandemic emergency purchase program. Markets in the U.S. are poised for a solid gain at the opening a few hours from now. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide, meanwhile, stands at more than 6.6 million, with some 391,000 deaths. Brazil is deeply suffering, with its largest 24-hour increases in coronavirus fatalities, more than 1,000 a day. For the second straight night, the health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Brazil has lost more than 34,000 lives to COVID-19, with 615,000 cases. Here in the U.S., confirmed infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. Economic damage figures remain alarming. A report later today is expected to show that American employers cut 8.5 million jobs last month. Economists are predicting a lag in hiring as the country emerges from its pandemic shutdown, with a severe recession holding back consumer spending. The number of Americans filing for new unemployment benefits dipped below 2 million for the first time since mid-March. The U.S. Labor Department announced that new jobless claims dropped to 1.8 million last week. It may be a stretch, but that is considered good news these days. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the state of Maine today, where the Democratic Party governor is warning him to watch his tone and to guard against what Governor Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd. He was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as Floyd lay helpless in the street. The president has urged governors to forcibly take control of the streets. He has also threatened to send in the regular army. Via remote, this is VOA News. For the 10th consecutive day, there were widespread demonstrations late into Thursday night calling for justice in the George Floyd killing. But for the second night, they were far more subdued than they have been, with explosive anger replaced by a calmer grassroots call for racial justice. It fit the mood of a day marked by an emotional Floyd memorial service in Minneapolis. It ended with the audience observing a silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that Officer Derek Chauvin held George Floyd face down in the street. Chauvin faces a second-degree murder charge. Three other former Minneapolis officers are charged with doing nothing to stop him. All four are being held. In Atlanta and other cities which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of morning after. Last night, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms walked with protesters and told a crowd, quote, "There is something better on the other side of this." Atlanta was relatively quiet, with only a half dozen arrests reported by midnight. The city of Seattle, Washington, was calm for a second straight day after a week of violence that included police cars being set ablaze and looting. Police officers in Fort Worth, Texas, joined the front of a march and protesters cheered. In Austin, Texas, officers went to the state capitol and knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Still, simmering unrest continues. In New York City, protesters again ignored a curfew, and the police used force to disperse crowds as they made multiple arrests. Still, it was a far cry from the wide-scale violence, vandalism, and destruction of past nights since the Floyd killing. New York's 8 p.m. curfew was set to stay in effect through Sunday. Police departments in Dallas, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Detroit have adopted a duty-to-intervene policy. It means that officers who see one of their number using excessive force have a duty to step in and put a stop to it. In China, there were arrests after thousands of protesters defied a ban as they staged a candlelight rally in memory of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre by Chinese troops. The annual vigil in Hong Kong was prohibited by police, who cited the coronavirus. The anniversary struck an especially sensitive nerve in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong after China's move to impose national security legislation on the city and the passage of a bill outlawing disrespect of China's national anthem. 10 weeks after a massive coronavirus outbreak sidelined a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the vessel has returned to sea for military operations in the Pacific. The USS Theodore Roosevelt had been in Guam with more than 1,000 of its crew members struck down by COVID-19. Its former commanding officer was relieved when he complained that too little was being done to head off the virus aboard his ship. Google says Iran and China have targeted the campaigns of both President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. More news online at voanews.com. There is also, for your convenience, an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.